Hello, church, and happy Mother's Day to all of you watching on all our four platforms. Hello to those on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on Instagram, and of course on our website, cpcdanville.org. Today we have a simple goal, and that is to glorify God by blessing all moms. That's it. Glorify God by blessing all moms. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you. I'll start with an observation that I've learned over many years of pastoral ministry, but also from a childhood of growing up in a home of mostly women. I had a mom and two sisters, younger sister and an older sister, growing up. And my observation, I'm going to break into two parts. Here's the first part. Many women in general, and moms in particular, find it difficult to receive a blessing. Isn't that interesting? To accept a compliment, to receive appropriate praise. The response is oftentimes to deflect. Perhaps you feel unworthy. I honestly am not sure why it's such a struggle for so many. That's the first part of my observation. Here's the second part. Many non-moms, that's mostly guys, that's husbands, dads, sons, and some daughters who are not yet moms. Non-moms have difficulty giving a blessing. To give appropriate praise to others. Now, on the heels of that, here's my two-part big idea. And the first part of the big idea, it's really an action step, and it's for all the moms watching out there. Here's your big idea. Receive a blessing. That's your action step for today. That's it. Just receive a blessing today from this message, from this church, from God right now. And for all you non-moms out there, here's your action step, your big idea. Give a blessing. Give a blessing. And I just want to define the word blessing, how I'm going to use it today. It's really kind of interchangeable with another. Blessing equals appropriate praise. You could interchange those words throughout my message. So maybe you're a mom and your big idea is to receive a blessing. Maybe you're not a mom, your big idea is to give a blessing. Our primary focus, after all, it's Mother's Day, is on moms to receive a blessing. So you may have noticed that earlier in the service, we blessed you with a song. It was called The Blessing, and Grace was amazing. I'm so grateful she sang that song. And then we blessed you with a prayer a little bit later in the service. Pastor Bill prayed a prayer over all of you moms. And now I want to bless you through a woman's words, but not just any woman, no less than Jenny Allen herself. Yes, Jenny Allen, the founder of the IF Gathering, a friend of CPC. A prolific author, a national speaker and leader. Jenny Allen loves you. We love Jenny Allen. And so take a listen to this right here, a Mother's Day blessing from Jenny Allen to you through an interview with our own Heather Congo.
Thanks, Tyler. I'd like to introduce you to Jenny Allen. Jenny, what words of encouragement can you offer to women in our community?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. Happy Mother's Day. And I am a mom. I've got four kids around the corner here, and they are different ages from college down to 11 years old. And so I'm in the thick of it, but I also look back and have recently been thinking a lot about what it was like to parent when they were younger. And my husband and I look back at those years, and I think largely it felt like we were losing all the time. It felt like we were never measuring up. And I hate that I felt that way from everywhere, from when my little kids were small, like everyone I knew was making homemade baby food. And I just didn't ever get around to that. Uh-huh. Or, you know, when they were older, it was, you know, helping with, you know, reading all the time and doing all these things. Like I just was a different mom. I had different, you know, things I was good at and things that I loved to do with my kids. And I was good at certain things, but I think because there were certain things I wasn't good at, like routine and discipline and all that, I was always hard on myself. And what's interesting is now we've launched two kids, one graduating this year and one graduated 2 years ago into the world. They turned out okay. I cannot believe it. They're amazing. They actually love God and they like us. And you know, those are our big goals as parents, is that our kids would walk out the door and like God and feel loved by Him, and that they would, you know, like us still. And those things are intact. And so I think if I could go back and tell my younger mother self something, it's, you know what, you're doing better than you think. And loving them and causing them to know the love of God really is the greatest thing you can do in these years. And the other stuff, you know, it's It's important. They need to eat, you know, they got to live. But I think if I could tell you anything, it's that you're doing better than you think. Mm-hmm. And that feeling that constantly creeps up that says, you know what, you're not doing a good enough job. Mm-hmm. I believe that feeling is such a lie, and it's put there, to one, you know, to cause you to not have joy in a season that, that is meant to be joyful, mm-hmm. and that is meant to be enjoyed and delighted in.
Yeah.
And then two, it's also, powerful, because that lie can also take you to the feet of God and say, okay, God, you got to help me.
Yes.
But he is helping you. And he is walking through this with you. So, you know, what's so cool, and people said this to me all the time, but it's proved out so true, mm-hmm. is that God loves them more than you love them. And I think that passion and that fervor, mm-hmm. with which God loves them, he has given you as these kids' parents, mm-hmm. and your strengths are exactly what their little personalities, mm-hmm. and temperaments, mm-hmm. need. And you don't have to be, you know, the do-it-all mom. You get to be who God made you to be for the kids that God gave you. Yeah. So it's such a more freeing way to live. And now, you know, I mean, I think I'm an awesome mom now, you know, now that they're grown and like headed out, I'm like, hey, way to go, you know, but I also know all of it was the grace of God and the goodness of God to, mm-hmm. to cause, you know, these kids to keep loving him. And yeah.
And now you're all under one roof again.
We're here again. Yes. Great Mother's Day. It's fun.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Jenny.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Receive that blessing from Jenny Allen. Receive it. And if you want to receive even more blessing from her, by the way, you've got to start tuning in this Thursday for the next 3 weeks to If Danville, featuring Jenny Allen and many others. You'll be there with hundreds, if not thousands, of other women the next 3 Thursdays. But receive that blessing from Jenny Allen. Did you hear it? You're doing better than you think. There's joy to be had even while homeschooling. You are God's best for your kids and for your family. God's grace is at work through you. But there's another way that we want to bless you today, and I think it's the most important way to bless you. And that's to bless you through God's word. God's word for us today is from Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 25. And here's what it says. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise or stand and call her blessed. And her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. That is God's word for us today. Now, the remainder of our minutes together are going to be with this framework in mind. There's three different parts. The first is why we bless you today. We're going to spend a few minutes explaining why. Then what we bless you for. We're going to go back to that Proverbs 31 passage and move verse by verse through it. And then finally, the application. And this part is going to be for the non-moms in particular at the end. How we bless you. That's the framework. We're going to start with why we bless you. And here's the first reason why we bless you today. It honors God. It honors God to bless you. Blessing, giving appropriate praise to women in general, to mothers in particular, honors God. We must not think that when we bless or praise moms, we're giving them what belongs to God. And here's why. It is possible to praise God by praising something that he made. It is possible to bless God by blessing something that he made. Now, let me explain this in a more human way. If you're a parent, one of your greatest concerns is how your kids behave outside of your home. Bridget and I, we have 3 sons, and one of our greatest concerns is, hey, how do our sons behave when they're outside of our home? So if you come up to us and you praise one or more of our boys for their manners, or for their behavior, or even more importantly, for their heart, guess what happens? Bridget and I feel honored. If someone walks up to you and praises your kids for their manners, or their behavior, or their heart, guess what? you feel honored. Similarly, when we praise, when we bless God's daughters, God feels honored by that. That's reason number one why we bless you. It honors God. Number two, it encourages you. I know that it encourages your heart when we bless you. I love 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 at verse 11. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. That's what we're trying to do right now. It's good. It pleases God and it encourages you. Let's look at a third reason why we bless you. It feels good. It feels good to bless others. It feels good to praise. It's how God made us. I love Psalm 37 at verse 4. It says this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. One of my favorite verses. But not just delight yourself in the Lord. By implication, that means you can delight yourself in what he delights in. And he delights in his daughters. He delights in the moms that he has created. C.S. Lewis puts it this way. Praise is not merely the expression of joy, but the consummation of joy. It's how joy works its way out. Translation, it feels good. It brings joy to bless God. It feels good. It brings joy to bless something that God has made. Last week, we talked about the relationship between generosity and how it's related to joy. Similarly, this week, being generous with praise, being generous with blessings will lead to more joy. It feels good. Why do we bless you? It honors God. It encourages you. And it feels good. Now let's transition to what we bless you for. What we bless you for. We're going to go straight to the text, verse by verse, from Proverbs 31, beginning at verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Strength, dignity, unafraid of the future. Here's how I put it. This is what we bless you for. We bless you for your inner strength. We bless you for your inner strength. Dignity. Laughs without fear of the future. Unafraid. You dig into the Hebrew root words a little bit. It's a picture of strong confidence. Security. This is what it reminded me of. My wife, Bridget, we've been married almost 20 years. I think I've seen her sick, like, you know, down for the count two times in 20 years. So, as you might imagine, when she goes down, we all kind of freak out. We're going, what are we going to do? Mom's going down. And why? Because she is the inner strength of our family. She holds the whole thing together. Now, some of you moms might be laughing right now because when you get sick, you're going, I'm fine. I'm going to play hurt. I'm going to get through it. I got to get through it. Before long, you're back. Conversely, when we get sick, it's like, I'm going to die. We're so dramatic. We can't even see straight. Meanwhile, you wives, you moms are going like, well, it's kind of like you're just traveling on business. We just work right around you. You have this inner strength. You have a dignity. You're unafraid. You forge into the future. We bless you for that. Let's go to verse 26. She speaks with wisdom. And faithful instruction is on her tongue. Isn't that true of so many of you? Here's why we bless you in relation to that verse. We bless you for your practical wisdom. Practical wisdom. You got recipes, and you got remedies, and you got reminders, and you got rebuttals. This is how you respond. You got wake-up calls. Get ready. Don't forget your lunch. You got recommendations. You know, you might consider X. Have you thought about why? You know how to get your point across. You know how to rally. All those different things. I was thinking this week, and it kind of happens now for me in my life every Mother's Day week. I don't expect it, and then it kind of sneaks up on me. And that is, I get a lot of time, little thoughts in my mind, thinking about my mom, who passed away almost 5 years ago. And this week, I was thinking about my mom, and one of my favorite stories about my mom, the practical wisdom that she brought popped into my head. It was when she taught me the Lord's Prayer. Back then, we called it the Our Father. See, I didn't grow up in the church. I was raised loosely Catholic is what I call it. And when I was like 8, 10 years old, I was taking catechism at St. Stephen's Catholic Church in Walnut Creek, and I was trying to get my first Holy Communion. And I was on that track. My mom came, and we lived in Martinez at the time. She came to me and said, okay, I'm ready to take you to catechism, and remember, you have your test today on the Lord's Prayer, on the Our Father. Well, I didn't know it, and I hadn't studied it, and I forgot about the test, and so I fell to the ground and just had a major, like DEFCON 5 level meltdown, a tantrum. I took tests very seriously. I was super conscientious. I wanted to get straight A's. I wanted to get 100% on everything. I liked to be prepared, and I was not. And so I just lost it. I became undone. Now, what's interesting is my mom, in her own personality, she could be dramatic, but she did not play into drama. And so there I am. I'm on the ground, literally hyperventilating, going like, and she just like let it out. She goes, Tyler, take a breath, relax. And as I started to breathe a little more, she goes, you know, your memory is a muscle, and you have a very strong memory, a very strong mind, and you can actually learn the Lord's Prayer in about 10 minutes. And I will test you on that on the way to Walnut Creek. And I started wiping away tears. I'm like, do you think so? And I will never forget driving on 680 South and getting to Pleasant Hill and passing the Dome Theater off to, it used to be the Dome Theater, now it's Dick's Sporting Goods. And tears were like drying on my face, but I was starting to smile because I realized, she's right, I can do this. That's practical wisdom. She had examples of all that stuff, a recipe, a remedy, reminders, recommendations. She knew how to rally. Same thing with my boys. My boys go to their mom, my wife, Bridget, for practical wisdom, and your kids do the same thing. We praise you for your practical wisdom. Look at verse 27. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Is that not the truth? Here's why we bless you in relation to this verse. We bless you for your incredible capabilities. Incredible capabilities. You're a manager. You watch over the affairs of your household. You're a multitasker. You've heard it said, and it's true. If you need something done, ask a busy mom. You're a mentor. You're teaching all along the way, pickups and drop-offs and tuck-ins and tough conversations. You're a mediator. You're resolving and solving again disputes between siblings and family rivalries. You're a master scheduler. You like play Tetris well with real life to-do lists. I was thinking about this idea of capabilities, and I got this picture of, well, here's a play on word. It's not just capability. You have capability. You know what I mean by that? I mean, when I think of you moms, I picture Wonder Woman with the cape flapping in the background like that. You have capability. Ability. Do you remember the Wonder Woman cartoon? That's what I think of. It reminds me of what one of my close friends says. He refers affectionately to his wife as the Admiral. She's the Admiral. And the reason why, she's an amazing mom of four kids, including one with special needs, and she runs a tight ship. She absolutely watches over the affairs of her household. She is many things, but she is not idol. She's the Admiral. But one of the reasons I always like how he affectionately refers to her as the Admiral is because, he might forget this, and other people do, I grew up in my home with an actual Admiral. My stepdad, Jim, better known as Rear Admiral, two-star Rear Admiral James S. Allen. I grew up with him at home, an actual admiral who was in charge of logistics for many years for an entire base in Pennsylvania. And he ran a tight ship. And so does my friend's wife, and so does my wife, and so do so many of you. So, which is why we go back to this next slide. We bless you for your incredible cape abilities, just like Wonder Woman. Okay, let's go on. Verses 28 and 29 together. Her children arise. They stand and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This is really the application section. We're going to save the application for the non-moms until the very end of this. But while we're here, her children arise. Some of your translations might say her children stand. For some reason, every time I read this verse, I think of a story I heard years ago from Andy Stanley. And he said in his household, now he and his wife Sandra, they raised, he's a pastor and an author of a large church in the South, one of my favorite communicators. He raised two sons. They're grown and gone by now. But he said when they were growing up, there were only two rules in their household. And the first one was subjective. And he said, I was the judge and jury, he said, of the rule. And the first rule was no disrespecting your mother. And he said it was subjective. I was the judge. But the second rule was objective. And he said the second rule was the children would stand for their mother behind the chair of the dinner table. Ready for this? Until she took her seat. They would stand and wait out of respect, out of blessing for her, not sitting down waiting to be served. I love that. Now, we have not implemented that rule at my house, but now I'm thinking maybe I should. And maybe you're thinking the same thing too. Let's keep going. Let's look at verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I love that phrase, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This phrase right here, a woman who fears the Lord, is really what all of Proverbs chapter 31 is written about, a woman who fears the Lord. Verses 10 through 31, it's a Hebrew acrostic. It's one verse for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But it's about a woman who fears the Lord. And a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So here's how I'm translating that for what we bless you for. We bless you for your Christ-centered identity. You have a Christ-centered identity. So many of you, charm, that's deceptive. Beautiful, you're beautiful, but beauty is fleeting. But fear, reverence, and identity in the Lord, that's worthy of blessing. That's worthy of praise, of encouragement. Ladies, moms, we bless you. I encourage you. The number one relationship is with Jesus Christ. The number one source of your identity is in Jesus Christ. The number one source of your self-worth, of your value, is in Jesus Christ. And what does Jesus Christ think of you? Well, you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and things start jumping out. You are chosen. You are loved. You are adopted. God graces you. He redeems you. He forgives you. He delights in you. You're his masterpiece. You're the apple of his eye. You're lovely. You're lovable. You're worthy of love. He gave his life for you. He loves you. And so today, especially on Mother's Day, we bless you for your Christ-centered identity. Oh, that's such a good thing. Let's look at the last verse, verse 31. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to honor you for all that you've done. We want your works to bring you praise at the city gate. So now we're going to apply. We'll get to this third section, how we bless you. Let's look at how to give a blessing. If you're a non-mom listening right now, remember the moms, your action step is just receive a blessing. But if you're not a mom, if you're a husband, if you're a dad, if you're a son, if you're a young daughter, this is the time where you tune in and you go, how to give a blessing. We've got to learn this. Sometimes it's a struggle for us to give a blessing. I'm going to give you a few different ways to apply this. Here's the first one. Say a blessing. Say it. Use your words. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. I won't put it on the screen. Just listen. It says, the tongue has the power of life and death. And a lot of times we focus on the negative aspect, the power of words to destroy. And that's true. And later this year, we're actually planning to do a brief series on the power of words. But let's just focus on that first part. The tongue has the power of life. You can speak, you can breathe life into your wife, life into your mom, life into your family. That's the power of the tongue. That's the power of giving a blessing where you actually say it. So don't sit there and just think, well, she knows. She knows. No, say it and watch her puff up. Watch her come up to receive a blessing that is sometimes a struggle for her to receive. Say it. C.S. Lewis says it this way. Praise is inner health made audible. Gosh, he's such a beautiful writer. Here's another way to give a blessing. First, you say a blessing. Here's another way. Write a blessing. Write a blessing. Many of you, I pray all of you, by the time you're watching this, have written and given a blessing, a Mother's Day card of blessing to your actual mom, to your wife who is a mom, or to a mom figure that you respect and love in your life. And you get credit for that, absolutely. But let me give you a couple ways that you could get extra credit or extra credit even this weekend. You want extra credit? How about a homemade card where you write a blessing on a homemade card? That's extra credit. Or you want extra credit? Here's my recommendation to you. 2 weeks from now or a month from now, sometime after Mother's Day weekend passes, give her a written blessing in a just because card. A just because, it'll go just like this. What is this for? And you just look at her and smile, you go, oh baby, just because. And she will melt, her heart will melt. You'll get extra credit. I'm telling you, write a blessing. It's another way to give a blessing. Here's a final way for today. Plan a blessing. Simply put, ladies love a man with a plan. They love a man with a plan. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Doesn't have to be expensive. What it does have to be is personal. What it does have to be is specific. One author put it this way. You have to know someone specifically to love them intimately. I'm going to say that again. You have to know someone specifically to love them intimately. And so I applied that even this week because I asked Bridget earlier this week. I just sat down and I got right even with her eyes and I said, honey, for you, what would be the perfect Mother's Day for you in your mind? And she laid it out. And so now I'm planning that exact Mother's Day for the day. That's what I'm just want to be a man with a plan. So my question for you is, are you a man without a plan? Okay, I got some good news for you. Even if you are, there's never a bad time for a good plan. Have a plan. Now, the important thing is, and this is, I'm now impressing to this, give a blessing. Say it, write it, plan it. The important thing is that you give a blessing. And the reason why I'm like pressing on this is, like I said, I was thinking this week a lot about my own mom. And I just found a picture of her with me when I was a little kid. I'll show it to you. This is me when I was about 14 years old. Now, ironically, that's about the age that I started attending CPC and coming to Rock, the high school ministry here. And my mom, her name is Linda, she started coming with me. And my mom absolutely fell in love with this church. My mom has always loved this church. She felt at home here. She felt comfortable here. She felt the presence of the Lord here. And she wanted me to be a pastor even before I knew it or before I felt called to be it. When I felt called to be a pastor, she was so happy. I was at another church, Three Crosses, for like 16 years. And she loved that church, but she still prayed that one day God would call me here to CPC. And then when God did, like 8 years ago, my mom was so happy. She was overjoyed because she loves this church so much. So this week, to be honest, I was a little emotional in a couple spots because, man, she didn't ever get to see me in this role as lead pastor. I was an associate pastor when she passed away. And yet I know she's looking down from heaven and she loves you and she prays for you and she loves this church. But I will tell you this, and this is why I'm saying, give a blessing, say it, write it, planning. This is why. I miss my mom. I would give anything to say a blessing to her again, to write a blessing in a card and give it to her, to plan a blessing with her grandsons, our three boys, and to participate in that blessing with her. And she would absolutely love it, but she's in heaven now, so praise God for that. But my encouragement to you, if you're not a mom, is don't wait. Don't wait. Not another day. Say it. Make the call. Show up. Use your words. Speak life. Write it. Empty your heart onto a paper and give it to her. Your mom, your wife, your sister, a woman who's a mom figure in your life. Plan a blessing and don't wait. This is God's word for us. And to all of you moms, as I wrap up right now, from the bottom of my heart and from all of us here at CPC to you, there's probably thousands of you moms watching right now, happy Mother's Day. We honor you, we love you, and we bless you. And I pray that you're able to receive this blessing which glorifies God. Now I'm going to pray a closing prayer of blessing over all of you moms, over all the non-moms, everybody who's been watching and listening today. I'm also going to pray a prayer of blessing over the tithes and offering that we're about to receive. And if you call CPC your church home like many of us do, we get excited to give to God's work through CPC. So you can always text to give. You can go online to our website at cpcdanville.org/give if you'd like to give. So would you please join me in a word of prayer as we wrap up the service, and then the discussion questions will come up for all of you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the credit for the blessing in our lives that is our moms. We thank you that that was part of our divine plan. I pray, God, that the moms who are watching today would be able to receive the blessing from you, from song, from prayer, from Jenny Allen, from others, from their family members, from me, and most importantly, from your word, God. May the Holy Spirit fill their hearts and bless their lives and bless their families. I pray for everybody who's not a mom listening, that they would be encouraged by your Holy Spirit to give a blessing to a mom in their lives. Whether they need to say it or write it or plan it or all of the above, God, give them the courage to do it. Don't wait, because they never know when the opportunity will no longer be available. Thank you, God, for your patience with us. You wait for us. You're patient with us. You're not wanting anybody to perish, but all to come to faith in you and to experience eternal life. And so we're so grateful for the truth of your gospel, Lord. Finally, God, we ask your blessing over the tithes and offerings that are now given to you in the name of Jesus. Would you increase them 30, 60, 100-fold? Would you help us to reach more people for Christ? That's our vision. Would you help us to be for the valley? That's our one of our highest values, and for the nations and for the world, and continue to win people to Christ. We pray all these things in your precious name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.